can get your eyes away from the ultimate thing. Because somehow work is fine. In fact, the devil has sold this lie to a lot of believers. Has made the pursuit about doing well at work, has made the pursuit about being the best husband, has made the pursuit about being rich. Then you hear diverse services, anointing for wealth, anointing for marriage, anointing for this and for that, that is power to excel at doing this or that. Making this the primary pursuit or the primary essence of the power we received, it is subtle. It is a deception too. It's like the devil has succeeded in giving to believers something else to look at and pursue as against the ultimate thing to look at and pursue. It's subtle. So I'm here to announce to you today, or to help you to see, understand that there is more. There's more to it. There's more to life than being the wealthiest person, or than being very comfortable. But I said, do not be comfortable, or do not make money, or do not. No, I've not said that. But it cannot be your pursuit in life, because there's a main thing. There is a primary essence why you received the power of God. It is not to make you rich. It is not to make you the finest. It is not for the so many things that we pursue after, which are ephemeral in the purpose of God. All this can be a subtle way to get your eyes away from the primary understanding and purpose of God. The power you received is not primarily to make you look good, feel good, or be good in every other area of your life. It is primarily to fulfill the purpose of God, the agenda that God gave you the power for. The agenda that Christ came into the world for. That is the primary purpose of the power that you received. Hallelujah. We'll go back to our text, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And we'll find it there. It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You shall be witnesses to me. Witnesses there describes someone who keeps record, who has taken note, taken record, and is ready to testify about it wherever. Whenever he is called to, or wherever, whenever the opportunity avails him. Witnesses to what? Witnesses to me. That is a testifying of Jesus Christ wherever, whenever the opportunity avails itself, everywhere you go. That version said, that scripture says, in Jerusalem, that is their first immediate environment, then in all of Judea, the next town and immediate environment, and in Samaria, that is the next bigger town immediate to their immediate environment, then it says to the end of the world, or the end of the earth. This is the primary purpose why you received the Holy Spirit. The scripture we saw, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, how that Jesus received the Holy Spirit and power. It says, and he went about. Seems like someone who is going aimlessly about. He went about. He then received the power and tabernacle somewhere. Oh God. Now I have to be big. I have to make it big to show the glory of God upon my life. No, he says he went about doing good, healing the sick. He went about. The power of God that you have received is not one that should be held down. We expect that you go about and testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. You are only giving a testimony. You are not supposed to even make it sweet or bitter. Just testify. Jesus died for you. He gave his life for you that you may live. Jesus died for you and he forgave you all your sins. How do you know? Oh, I'm a witness. I've experienced it. That is why I'm telling you. Because you believe, you have received power. And because you receive power that brings about a change in your life, you are the responsibility to testify. Hallelujah. I remember this movie of a young lad, a young chap in college who got these superhero powers, for those of us who enjoy superhero movies. And because of the power, he had the ability to crawl on walls, to jump in the air from one, you know, throw out something there. His name is Peter Parker. Those of you who know, you know I'm talking about Spider-Man. He was beaten by spider, and because of that, some ultrasonic whatever power. Go and watch it, hallelujah. And he received this power, and unconsciously recognized I needed to use this power to help people, and he was doing that and all that. And at some point, he just got tired or got uninterested in saving or, you know, doing these superhero duties. Then one of his relatives had to prompt and remind him or say something. He says, with much power comes much responsibility. With power comes responsibility. Most of us do not recognize the power that we have received. Maybe that is why we are not stepping up to the responsibility that we ought to. Yeah, Peter Parker got back to his senses and he began to save, because he knew the power I have received is for me to be responsible to do, to save others who are in danger. The same way the believer has received power. Power. And the power you have received is the power that is able to save the lost. Oh. No amount of inspirational talk. No amount of all that garnishing and all that good music and all is able to save the lost. No amount of good works is able to save the lost. But the power that you have received is one that is dynamic. You are able to use it to save the lost. You need to be witnesses. As you witness, the power of the Holy Spirit is present to heal, to heal, to make whole, and to recover the lost for the Lord. With power comes responsibility. I'll just give you an idea from a piece of scripture to end this sermon this morning, to show you how much power you have and how it ought to be used for the purpose why it has been given. Matthew chapter 5, does you know me, know that I love this piece of scripture. Verse 13, read 13 to 16. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." It says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." This piece of scripture shows us of two materials or two things that Jesus uses to describe, portray the believer. Important image, important common things that we use, that we know, that we are very aware of in our lives, that we need to learn from, embrace, and use it to fulfill, to make use of the power of God that we have received properly. Salt and light. Salt and light. And I'll just relate with it from 2 points, then I end. Salt and light are good only to improve others. Salt and light are good only to improve others. What am I saying? Salt is good to savor food. You know, make it taste better, make it taste nice. And preserves, is good to preserve. Amen. Light is good to illuminate, that is to give light, to drive away darkness, to give light, drive away darkness, give direction, help people to see. Basically, let's leave that to illuminate. Salt and light are good only to improve others. The purpose of the power you received is to improve your world as you testify of Him. The purpose of the power you received is primarily to improve your world as you testify of Him. Amen. It is not particularly to make you look good or feel good. It is given for your world. When you put up a light, it is for you. It is not for the light to see. It is for you and others to see. I use effectively. If you put salt in food, it is for the food to get better, not for the salt to shine. Once the salt decides to shine in the food, the food becomes useless. Amen.